human spirit lifts us high to fill our hearts again with song. We are the voices of the world, add your voice and sing.
Sing along.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special episode of PrepareForChange.net radio show. I am your host, Lynn, chair of the healing group at Prepare for Change. If you appreciate our shows that are on varying subjects to support your health, well-being, spirituality, environment, government, financial, and societal subjects, then please go to PrepareForChange.net and use the donate button in the right-hand column to help support our worthwhile organization. My very special guest today is a young man of 26 years. He came to the United States just 3 months ago from Thailand, never having any experience with the English language. He goes by the name Perseus. He explains that in a prior life, he was the son of Zeus. If you don't remember Greek mythology from your school days, now is a good time for review. Remember how you were told that these were myths, just stories? According to Perseus, they are really a part of our history, real in every sense. Just one more thing that we were told that turned out to be false. In this life, Perseus was born into a musical family and was trained as a musician. By the time he entered his teen years, he was teaching music. He was trained to carry on the family business of music. However, Perseus had another calling, which he followed at age 21. Soon after that, he had a television show that aired 4 days a week, where he healed thousands of people sitting in their homes watching him on television. Perseus is here in the United States on an assigned mission to teach people to use their heart more. We in the West tend to be more left-brained analytical, where people in the Eastern countries tend to be more right-brained and heart-centered. We need to become more heart-centered. We use our heart to feel love. Frequency is used to break through barriers of language in order to use the heart for communication. Perseus uses his voice to break through the barriers to connect everyone. After a toning session with Perseus, all really do feel connected. His way of connecting is to have those present, and you at home can do this with us, raise your left hand and close your eyes as Perseus tones. Your left hand is the side where your heart is located. Your left hand is your receiving hand, and your right hand is your giving hand. Feel the vibrations of the heart. Feel happy. Imagine all good things. There is no separation in the language of frequencies. Okay, Perseus is going to tell us his message about love.
Hello, everyone. I'm Perseus. I come from Thailand. Now I live here for 3 months. I feel exciting. I feel nervous. Now I feel a little exciting, but I want to talk about love, about the good thing in the life, in this world. I want to talk about the frequency. I want to send the voice. I want to send the frequency language. I don't want anyone to separate. I want everyone to become one with love. I don't want to see the world just the people good or bad. I want everything become one. I want everything become love. I want everything become good thing and positive way. Now I will send the message from universe. I will send the frequency out of my voice to you. Please don't use the brain to listen. Please use your heart, open your heart. Please listen carefully. It's the right time to listen the sound, the beautiful sound, the universal, the positive sound, the good sound will pass to your heart. I will send it to you now. Deep breath and relax. Close your eyes or open your eyes. Feel empty in your heart. Feel about love, about positive way. Positive energy will pass to your heart and turning all of your chakra, all of your soul, all of your energy. Love is giving. Love is freedom. Love is pure energy. Love is miracle. Love is come from universe. Become from another planet so far, far away. I live for a long, long time. I see you. last dimension. I hope you guys become one, become power of love. Become the light. I'm so glad and appreciate that I can send the frequency to everyone. That is my first time here. You and me will become one. You and me will become one. Synchronize all of my frequency to your chakra. Please awaken. 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 Please awaken from the illusion. 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 Please awaken from the illusion.
Perseus, can you tell us a little about your life and how you ended up on this journey?
For my life, I'm a musician. But when I was 20 years, I had the experience about the spiritual. I feel spiritual come close to me, my skin is stumped, and I heard a voice someone want to talk to me. I heard inside too much louder and louder, and I catch the message. The message tell me about you are medicine, you are medicine, you are medicine. That they repeat the sentence, you are medicine, you are medicine. But I don't understand what is this mean, you are medicine, because I'm a musician, I play music, and I just study like normally people. But when I'm 21, I start to meditate, like I want to know the truth of the spiritual way more, like deeper. I start meditate, and now the voice come back again, you are medicine, you are medicine. I don't understand, but now I feel my hand is heavy. When I meditation, it feel like my left hand and right hand is heavy and turning like the circle, and it feel warm and heat, and I feel sweat, and I feel I want to release something out of my hand. I want to send something out of my hand. And that day, my mother had a sickness, like she had the problem with the neck problem for a long time. And something told me inside, well, you use this hand to touching her neck. And okay, I said, I will try, I will ask my mother. My mother feel,
So Perseus, you were told that you are medicine. Your mother was sick, she had a problem with her neck, and you used your right hand and you put it on her neck. Correct?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
My mother said, why are you touching my neck? I said, I want to cry, because when I meditation, something inside told me to do this. And I will do for you because you are my mother. I want to cry to heal you. And my mother said, okay, let's do it. I use my hand to touching her neck around 20 minutes. And later, my mother said, her neck is better. And I feel like it's weird for me, very weird for me. I'm not sure I have the gift of spiritual, or I just guess like, maybe it's like accident or what, I don't know what's happened. But next days, I try to do with my brother, my father, many people more. And now I make me confidence, like when I meditation, I can receive the good energy from universe to my hand. And more people come to see me Thailand. A lot of them are 1 by 2 by 3, and now it's like 1,000 people in Thailand coming. And when I heal the people a lot, the voice come again, you need to change. You need to change the healing to the frequency. I said, what is that? How can I change this healing to frequency? How can I healing people with frequency? How can I do that? The spiritual said, you need to use your voice. I will give you the call to healing the people. He give me 1, 2, 3 is the number. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is the number. He give me the call. And my mother talked to her friend to bring me to on the live TV show in Thailand. When I go to TV show, I send first time, I send the frequency to the people. I count 1, 2, 3. And I said, the people who see me on TV show, if you want to receive the energy from me, you count 1, 2, 3. We will tune in the frequency. I count 1, 2, 3, and people count 1, 2, 3, and we tune in the voice and the frequency together.
You joined your voice and the frequency together with the people who are watching you on TV.
Yes. And the people try to do that, and it's happened. Someone can receive the energy and feel heat, warm, sweat. Chakra is turning, the hand is turning. If different people receive the energy with 1, 2, 3. And when I get the seminar, the people come join me, thousands of them come to join me, and I count 1, 2, 3, and the people just follow my voice. I count 1, 2, 3, and the frequency is tuning and make good energy in the heart, and the people have a happiness inside. Someone is crying now, someone is laughing, someone is like, they get the lucky, they get a good thing. The law of attraction is bring the good thing to them. And I do for 4 years in Thailand. I have a lot of people, 100,000 people in Thailand. And when I was 25, I just over control. Like, I tired, I feel my body cannot handle or receive energy from universe anymore. I need to take a rest. And I just talked to my mom, today I will not go to on the TV show because I want to take a rest. My mom said, okay, today I will call TV show, you will not go to TV show and take a rest at home. And I said, my mom, don't worry about me. I will sleep. Don't wake me up. And don't bring me to the doctor. I will sleep. And I slept for 3 nights. The first thing I feel is my chakra is not turning anymore. It's closed. Every chakra is closed. 3 nights, I never do anything, only sleep. And that is the first time for my life to get a new experience. The first thing I see in the dimensions of life after I sleep is Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, and ET contact. Star sister and brother come to me, and they said, you cannot come in here. You need to go back. I have the mission to you to work for us. I will give you the knowledge more to get back to the world and bring this message to the people to help them become a good heart and more positive. I just confused because I have strong connection with 1, 2, 3, with the Ganesh. I have strong connection with the Hindu god before 4 years and the spiritual, but I never know Zeus or Hades or Poseidon before. I just feel surprised, and I just listened to Hades talking to me. Hades said, I hate love. I don't like love. I want to destroy love from the universe. And I need love. I want to send the love to the universe, and I want to go back home in my human world. I want to wake up, and we fight, we talk, fighting together, and Zeus and Poseidon is come, and Hades is quiet. He don't talk when his brother come. He just quiet, and when he come together, three gods is become triangle. Triangle sign, and triangle sign is passing in my forehead. It's passing like the sign is put in my forehead, and I feel like something put in my forehead. It's telling me about one night. And after the star sister and brother come and say, we afraid about love, it will be gone from universe. We are afraid about everyone will kill each other, will make a war, will destroy life. We want to pass something to the earth, and we need your help. And the fourth day, I woke up with cold. I have no idea what happened. My mother sat beside me, and I want to talk with her, but my voice is not coming out. My chakra fire is not turning. I feel like I'm losing my voice. And I try to act like, please bring the paper and the pen for me. I want to show the message to you. My mother bring the paper and the pen, and I started to writing something for her. She don't understand because she a Buddhist. And the thing I see is like, but it's like not Buddhist. Is something so far away, and it's taking me 15 days become normally person. Before 15 days, I need to like open my chakra again, open my chakra 1-7 again because it's closed. I need to meditation 7 step. I need to open one by one. I need to sit meditation many forms. I need to move heart. When I open to chakra 7, I need to shout it out loud. I need to scream. I need to send everything, all of my energy out to open my chakra 7, to channeling with above again, to get life again. When I done, I finish all chakra 7, I sweat a lot, very hot, very, very hot, I sweat a lot. I go to take a shower, I come back to see my face have blood pressure. I feel like I refresh, I reborn again. When I back, actually I don't like to eat fish, but star sister brother contact me and said, you need to eat salmon. You need to eat salmon a lot, and I eat salmon fish every day. And when I come back, I hear the frequency. That is the first time. It's not like spiritual way before. This is like change. It's like frequency. It's like a sound. Some sound is in my ears, and I channeling it out with. I I write two hand. I use two hand to draw the frequency out, and I explain to the people on TV show what is this thing, what is the frequency, what to tell. I tell them about the big disaster coming in the earth. I tell a lot about all around the world, about my country, about Japan, about United States. I tell everything. Some is happened, but some is passed away for 2 weeks, 2 months, and it's happened.
Perseus, just to recap, I'm going to go over what you just told us. You were doing a TV show 4 days a week.
Yes.
For 3 years.
Yes.
And one day you just felt like you were tired, you were exhausted, you needed to lay down and sleep. Mm-hmm. So you told your mom you didn't want to go to the show that day,
uh-huh.
and not to wake you up, that you were just going to go to bed and sleep.
Uh-huh.
You proceeded to sleep 3 days and three nights.
Yes.
And after that, do you want to talk about your experience during that 3 days and three nights? What was going on with you? Were you conscious at all of what was happening?
Yes, it's like 3 days and three nights, I feel like I'm not in this world, but my body is stuck here. I feel like I want to talk, but I cannot talk anything. I feel something control me, channeling me, and like freeze body, and only the soul with talking. And I feel like Zeus, Hades, Poseidon, and Star Sister and Mother, he comes and he separate something from me. Like Zeus and Poseidon and Hades put the energy for my food. And Star Sister and Mother, he do some cleaning the negative energy for me. And I feel like that is weird for me. It's not happening in my life. I feel like, oh my God, it's like, I cannot do anything. I just wait. When he finished, the day 11 passed, more 7 days, the day 11, Hindu God is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ganesh come to open my first chakra. Shiva come to open my second chakra. Parvati open on my third chakra, and fourth chakra is Lakshmi, and fifth chakra is like Vishnu, and sixth chakra is Brahma, and the crown chakra, the seventh chakra is Kashyapa. He come to open all my chakra. I need to meditation too hard to open all of chakra again, because I still cold. If I don't open my chakra, I will feel like not human. I feel like I have only spiritual, but I don't have the body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel hot, heat. I don't have the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, what's happened in my body? I don't go to restroom. I don't have feeling emotion. I feel only cold. And when I finish open seven chakra,
the warmth returned.
Yeah, the Zeus, Hades, and Poseidon come again.
Mm-hmm.
And this time they talk to me like they being one spiritual, the strong spirit to talk with me. They being the name Perseus. I don't know Perseus before, but I heard the name before. Maybe I watched the movie, but I never know him. Mm-hmm. And he come and he said, in 80,000 years, will happen like war on the universe. Like the dimension will come together and universe will like see each other. And Perseus will like to help the good energy, good spirit, and being peaceful to the world, and I need you to connect with me to become one. I don't understand that, because I don't know what is happening now, but okay, I will connect with you. It's connect. When finish connect, when I woke up, I feel sweat and I feel like, oh, I need to take a fresh air. I want to go out, hang out. I asked my mother, can you bring me to a department store? Can we watch a movie or do activity something? She said, okay, she bring me to the movie. And we said, I want to eat Japanese food. But when I eat Japanese food, I cannot receive the food. I cannot eat. I feel sick and I need to go home now, said her. Mm-hmm. And my mother feel like, why you just coming out? Why you want to go home? Like, why you need to go home? Because we coming out only maybe 1 hour. You want to go home? I said, I feel sick. I feel want to sleep. I feel something connect to me now. I need to back. And she said it's weird. But she bring me back, and I just back to the room and lie down again, and now we start connecting again. Mm-hmm. And now it's like a test. They send some star sister and butter test me, like they use like frequency to force my body, and they said, can you try to get out away from this frequency, like play again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That I said, okay, I will try. I cannot thinking. That time I cannot use my brain. I hear the voice from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the dragon, like the game, the big dragon. And the big dragon is called Lia Weissen, the name of the dragon. And she brushed the eyes out. And she helped me, like she made a barrier for me, and it's very fun. I live in another planet. I play a game with him, and when I woke up, I feel like, oh my god, this is real, or I just stupid, crazy. But
maybe it was a dream.
Yeah, it's funny. Everything I just thinking, oh, maybe everything is dream. You know, 15 days is dream. It's like, it's not just real anymore, maybe just think like that. But when I woke up, I go to TV show, now I just hear the voice in my ear, and I use two hands.
You use two hands to write.
Yes, I don't know, how can I use two hands? I never tried before, but why I use our TV show, and what is I do now? I just like frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I draw the frequency, and I explain that this come from dimension A, come from the ET contact, and this is like a cyber psychology. This come from the future. I just explain to my fans in TV show, and everyone just confused what happened to me. Like, before you send the frequency, now you do like you have ET contact and you change the name to Perseus. What happened to you? You know that? And I said, I don't know, I just do the good thing, and I sing the song Heal the World, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I play the guitar teacher and I sing the song. I don't know, I just send the frequency out. I used to send the good frequency to you guys. And when I come back home, 15 days later, the voice come to me again, said, I need to eat. I said, what do you want to eat? The voice said, I want to eat salmon fish. And
salmon.
Yeah, salmon. I asked, who are you? They said, I come from dimension A. I come from Pluto planet. I am your friend. Your friend person. I am your friend person. Okay, I go to eat salmon in the restaurant, and I still eat salmon 1 month.
For, so you ate salmon every day,
yeah,
for a month?
Every day.
And this person, this being that talked to you and told you that you needed salmon came from the eighth dimension?
Yeah.
Okay.
I eat 1 month and I think salmon, for me, when I eat 1 month, I can receive knowledge from salmon. When I eat salmon, I get more knowledge. I don't know why, but it's happened. And when I, next month, I go to TV show again, and I try to warn the people about the disaster around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like the earthquake, the flood, the sun will like very hot more than ever, like, mm-hmm. and the infection, like something bad will happen, and it's happened around the world, and I just talk a lot in TV show, and I use frequency now to send to the people on the TV show. I write a whiteboard, and I send the frequency to them.
Mm-hmm.
Some receive my frequency, some can feel heat, feel training, feel like faithful.
Right.
Like that, and I said, this is my message. I want to send not only Thailand, I want to send everyone in this world to be the good heart, to be the positive energy. I said, I have a big heart now, I want to do this something big. And that's why ET Contact is coming. And he said, you will build something for me. I will pass something important for your people. He gave me the knowledge how to build materials, mixer together to get the tools. Like I built a small pyramid,
mm-hmm.
and the guy come challenging me. They said, I am Thor. I am God. I am a God of Egypt. Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And as in your past life, you have not remembered who you are, you live there, you are Anubis.
Anubis.
And you build the pyramid, and now it's time to build again, but new pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
You need to build the cyber pyramid, it's a small one. And I said, what is that? I don't understand. I am Buddhist, right? But now I try to open more because I have new experience.
Yeah.
And okay. And only one day, they channeling with me and they give the knowledge. I write off knowledge down the paper and I send to factory and they build this for me. I check it out. What is this small pyramid? How can I use it? I have the question, right? How can I use it and how can this help people? They said, you put on your forehead. I said, why put on your forehead? Because it will channeling with your pineal gland and pituitary.
So it opens your pituitary and pineal glands.
Yeah, and open your heart and third eye. To awaken the form illusion. And I said, okay, I put on my head and it stick on my head.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how can it stick on my head? You know, I have surprise, how can it stick on my head? And I said, okay, I will try that. And I said, what this thing can do more than this? It is a, you see, there is empty in the pyramid shape, they will have the colors. I said, what color will have in this pyramid shape? And I take the iPad telephone to record the pyramid,
mm-hmm.
and get the color. Get pink, blue, green, up one by one color. Yeah,
okay.
I have a picture. And I said, oh, it's amazing for me, like new thing happened. And this thing I feel, exciting. You feel like, oh, that is really good. And It is a you go to TV show and you bring this thing to TV show and talk to the people. Only one day when I seminar in Thailand, 5,000 people just bought it, the chip, and use all, put on the forehead. When I send the frequency 1, 2, 3 again, now it's not normally 1, 2, 3 and put the chip on the forehead. I think it. Hey, the people is I. From my opinion, I think the people is in the future now. It's not normally people now. It's like maybe in the future. And I feel like, oh, I build something new now. And they said not only one thing you need to build to us. You need to build more. And they give knowledge more. I build the second thing is hyper machine. It's like four shape and back color backs and the third thing is pentagram. It's like Star of David. And the fourth thing maybe is called Key of Life.
Yes.
And the fifth thing is called Circle of Life, and sixth thing is the Swan of Life. Like every symbol is tagged to it. Like have the sign. Every sign is in the swan. I built a lot, and now ET come again. Zeus, Hades, Poseidon, ET just come again, and said you need to connecting the power from another dimension to this dimension, to human dimension. I said, how can I do that? He said, you use the option I give to you. I give the knowledge how to do that, and my house, the light is white. When the power from another dimension comes, it changed to the green. Color is changed to green.
The light in your house went from white to green. And you didn't know why or how. Perseus, let's go back to the chipper. This is one of your designs.
Yes, I've designed this one. Because when I slept for 3 nights, ET contacted me, and Zeus, Hades, Poseidon contacted me, and they have one of the ET, maybe they leave for the long time, and they said they send their knowledge for the people of Egypt to build a pyramid. And they said, in your past life, you live there and you build the pyramid. And now when you're born again, you need to build the new pyramid. It's called Cyber Pyramid. And they bring the knowledge to me, and they said, you give the paper and the pen and you channeling us and write down on the paper and give to the factory. And this one, you need this to get the symbol of sign in the pyramid. Like one is like the circle from Hades. It's like he can like open the hole. And this one is lightning thief from Zeus. This one tridents from Poseidon. And the middle is like Star of David. It's for five elements. It's ground, water, fire, wind, spiritual. And when they mix together, they become the new energy. To bring the people, become the positive. With the storm, weapon from the God.
Very good. So tell us a little about the use of the chipper.
How to use that?
Mm-hmm.
First time I have a question too, and I asked ET and the God, how can I use chipper, and do you have any idea to tell me how to bring the power of the chipper out? He said you can put on your forehead. I said, how can I put on the forehead? It feels light. And he said, said, no, you need to no thinking, but you need to use heart or feeling, and you stuck this like stick in your head, right? Like this. If you stick and the priming plan and the pituitary will become together, working again, and you will not thinking, you will use feeling more, and you will feel pure energy and become positive like that. And I try to do that, and it's happened, it stick on my forehead. That is the reason how to use it. And he said, on the daytime when you go outside, you can hold a shipper or put on your pocket, because the shipper will receive the sunlight energy from the sun energy. And when the night time, it will bring it out to help you.
So it's good to put the chipper out in the sun.
Yes.
Does it help to energize it?
Yeah. They protect you from electro smog.
Oh, that's great. And the chemtrails?
Yes, they protect you with the magnetic field and negative energy.
Wonderful. Everybody needs one.
Is that everything you do with the light, with the television, with the play game, or everything technology have the thing you cannot see with the eyes, is called electro smog. It will, if you receive for a long time, when you become older, you have a problem with your physical. You will get the problem in your body. You will get the cancer. And this one is protect you from electro smog, because this one is channeling with the nature energy, with the spiritual energy,
mm-hmm.
and being the positive energy to be the barrier to cover you.
That's wonderful. So it's used for healing as well as helping problems like stress,
yes,
sleeplessness.
Because it's cut out of thinking. When you're not thinking too much, the stress will go away. Or if you're not thinking too much, you will get a relax. You get more adrenaline come out, and you feel like you feel fresh. And if you meditation, it help you for better meditation. It bring you faster. Meditate easier.
When wearing it or holding it while you meditate.
The good way is holding on the left hand.
Okay.
Because the left hand is passed to your heart.
Right. Okay. Wow. This was so good to hear this discussion about your life and the things that you've done with it, your experiences. And I thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.
Perseus has a very strong connection with his extraterrestrial and master guides. The information that comes through him is verifiably accurate. With the help of his spiritual and extraterrestrial guides, Perseus has created 6 healing tools, each with a specific purpose. The one he has chosen to share with us today is called a chipper. It is a triangular shape containing several metals and appearing gold in color. The center contains a 5-pointed star. Each of the 3 corners contains a symbol related to the 3 gods that visit him and watch over him, Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades. The purpose of the chipper is to open the pineal and pituitary glands, as well as opening the 3rd eye and the heart. During meditation, it is placed on the 3rd eye and helps to facilitate a deeper meditation experience. By going within and using the heart, you can place the chipper on your 3rd eye and it will stay in place there. Perseus states that when outside, carry the chipper in your pocket. It will absorb energy from the sun and protect from environmental pollution. Other uses are to restore health, calm stress, and overcome insomnia. A picture of the chipper will be on the website. In the future, they will be available for sale on prepareforchange.net. Thank you for being with us for this hour. Please join us each Sunday night on BBS Radio Station 1 at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Shows can also be heard in the Archives section of the Media tab. Please remember that PFC is a volunteer group and we survive by donations only. So look deep within, and if you feel guided, we encourage you to go to prepareforchange.net website and donate an amount you can afford. That way you can assist us to continue the work at prepareforchange.net Global Movement. We thank you for your generosity and your much-needed show of love and kindness. Remember, we are all voices of the world.
Enough for everyone if we just knew how to give.
Now is the time for a new era to start.
We can join together through the beauty of a heart.
I hear the voice.
Spirit lifts us high to fill our hearts again with song.